Knowing what I know now, if this was day one of my weight loss journey, there are 10 things that I would consider my non-negotiable. And I am going to share those with you today. So let's get into it, shall we? Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach. And as always, I am so glad that you are here with me today. And I am excited about today's topic. As a matter of fact, I am so excited that I'm going to make it a three-part series. So let's get into the top 10 things that I think are non-negotiable when it comes to weight loss for women over 40. And let me tell you, this list was so hard to narrow down. Because if you've been on your weight loss journey for any amount of time, then you know that there is a lot to consider and everybody's journey is different. And of course, everybody's body is different. But in my opinion, these top 10 things can apply to anyone on their journey. And as I stated before, they are non-negotiables because they are the building blocks of weight loss. So the game plan is to talk about three today, and I'll talk about the rest of them in my upcoming episodes. All right. So does that sound like a plan? All right. So let's get it started. Number one, don't focus on losing weight. Yes, I said it, because it's not just about weight loss. It's about losing body fat and building muscle. Building muscle and losing body fat is going to change your body composition. And I know that many of you don't want to just lose the weight. You want to be toned, you want to be leaner, and you want to add shape and definition to your body. And if you want to be toned and leaner and actually change the shape of your body, then body recomposition is what you should be focused on, not just weight loss. And let me say that for the people in the back, not just weight loss. If you just focus on the number on the scale, you are more than likely not going to get the results that you're looking for. I have an entire episode dedicated to body recomposition. It's episode 29. So take a listen if you haven't already, or if you need a refresher, you can go ahead and take a listen. But here are some of the highlights. You want to build muscle because it helps to improve your metabolism. Muscle burns more calories at rest than fat. So increasing muscle mass through resistance training can help boost metabolism, making it easier to maintain a healthier weight. And the other piece of this is that weight loss alone, it may lead to a decrease in both fat and muscle. However, body recomposition allows for fat loss while preserving or increasing lean muscle mass, which tends to lead to a better body composition and give you that toned and healthy appearance that you're looking for. All right, so the second non-negotiable is know your macros. It is key. It is important for you to know and understand how much of what you're consuming on a daily basis, especially if you're looking to lose weight or you're looking to change the shape of your body and add muscle. You need to know how much protein and fat and carbs and fiber that you're consuming on a daily basis. Now, you don't have to track this forever, but you do need to know it as a baseline or as a guideline to ensure that you have a good understanding of how each of these macronutrients, the protein, the fat, and the carbs, specifically impact your body based on your body's specific needs. Just saying that you're going to consume 1,200 calories, trust me, honey, that is not the answer. That is not the answer. Now, you can figure this out a number of different ways, and it's fairly simple to do. There are a lot of macro calculators out there, and if you search macro calculator, you will find several. And as a matter of fact, I will link a few below for you. And I also did an episode about this specific topic as well, and I will link that below too. But if you're new to this, or if you've been interested, but you're just overwhelmed by the macro lingo, don't let it overwhelm you, because it's really not complicated. And knowing how much protein and carbs and fat you need will definitely help you achieve your weight loss and your weight maintenance goals. Trust me when I say this, you don't want to skip out on this step. Many of us, we've been conditioned to think that the less calories you eat, the better, and we dive headfirst into a calorie slashing party, hence the 1,200 calories that I talked about earlier. It is true that you do have to create a calorie deficit of some type in order to lose weight, but again, you need to know your macros for your body before you do that. So heed my advice, ladies, know your macros. Okay, and now the third non-negotiable for today is prioritize your protein. It's almost like a part two of knowing your macros, but focusing on just the macronutrient protein. Now, I know I just said a few minutes ago that you need to know all of your macros, and you do. However, I will say that if that is too much to think about in the beginning, or if you're just restarting, then I would definitely focus on prioritizing your protein. I mean, making sure that you get your protein in at every meal and every snack. And let me say that again for the ladies in the back, get your protein in, eat some protein at every single meal and snack. Eggs, cottage cheese, yogurt, turkey, fish, beef, lentils, bone broth, quinoa, beans, you name it. Like, I know it can seem hard if you're not used to thinking about getting protein in at every single meal, but there are a lot of different options, and it does require a bit of a mindset shift in that we don't always have to have certain foods at certain meals. For instance, I struggle with getting enough fiber. So I started prepping salads or cutting up veggies to have at breakfast. So I have like some eggs with some cottage cheese, some turkey bacon. And side note, I've just started eating cottage cheese. It was on my list of things that I absolutely would not eat, but I've started whipping them up with my eggs, and it actually is not bad. So anywho, I'll have some eggs with cottage cheese. I'll do some turkey bacon, and I'll have a small veggie or a small salad loaded with veggies. So for you, you may struggle with getting protein in with your snacks. So you can add a hard-boiled egg or two with a cup of bone broth with your fruit and snacks and nuts, and you've checked your box for your protein for that snack. So ladies, prioritizing and getting your protein in at every single meal and snack is a non-negotiable if you're on a weight loss journey. And here's a bonus tip for you. If you can start off your first meal of the day strong when it comes to protein, then you will find that it will be easier for you to meet your protein needs for the day. All right, ladies, those are my first three of my top 10 non-negotiables for weight loss. And again, I will share the rest of them in my upcoming episodes. There will actually be a part two and a part three to this series. All right, I am going to let you ladies go. But before I do, I want to share with you that I have some one-on-one coaching spots if you need some additional support on your weight loss journey. If you want to take what I'm sharing with you to the next level, book a call with me and we can talk about your goals. If we work together, I'll partner with you to create a customized plan that will help you lose weight and feel good while doing it. I'll also provide weekly support to help keep you on track, because there is nothing like having support and accountability. So check out the show notes and click on the link if you want to schedule a call with me. All right, love, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.